19th Perek of Kehilim, 5th Mishnah. Mita Shahoyso, Tumeya Midras, Vekochale, Mizra, Gula, and Tumeya Midras. This is a concept we learned in the previous Mishnahis. A bed that was Tumey Midras, and then he wrapped this Mizra around it, so since it becomes connected and part of the bed, it has the same status, it becomes Avatuma. The Pirush, when it separates, he Tumeya Midras, a Mizra and Maga Midras. The bed itself is Tumey Midras, but that which is wrapped around it, which is only touching the bed, is only reaching the tumah. It's a maga midras. How is it to make tumah shiva? The bed was tummy tumah shiva. Tumah's mace needs 7 days, and mayim aparaduma to be sprinkled on it. Kochle mizran kula tumeya tumah shiva. Same concept. If you wrap the mizran on it, then at the time it's wrapped around it, it's everything's tumah shiva. Pirsha separated. He to make tumah shiva. The bed remains tumah shiva. The mizran tumah tumah's erith. It's only tummy for that till that night. If you put in the mikveh, because it's considered something that's in the ge'a, the tumas meisa. Ha'isa tuma tumas erev. If the bed itself had just a regular tumas erev, sheretz touched it. B'kar chaleh mizran kula tumei tumas erev. Once you wrap the mizran around it, so the whole thing is tummy till the evening. Pil shehi tumei tumas erev v'mizran tor. When this mizran got separated from this bed, since the bed itself was only a rishon l'tumah, so it cannot be as long as the mizran is connected to it, it's all one rishon l'tumah. Once it's separated, the mizran is tar because the rishon l'tumah cannot be metame kelim. Only av ha'tumah can metame kelim.